Morning, Jack.
Morning.
So I thought we might do a part two on internal and external relationship health. I was thinking when I listened to the last recording that we did a lot of thinking about internal relationship health and how it's influenced by our external relationship health. But what I've really seen in my work, probably coming into mental health practice from having been a teacher, is that that I've really felt that there were some very important skills that were kind of being undervalued. And this was the skills that we have to help kids learn, which enables them to have good relationships with other people. So this is when we're in an adult role and coaching children. If we want to raise children who are able to, be good partners, be good friends, tolerate conflict, there are some real skills, external skills, that are valuable. So, for example, we do often end up talking a lot about the washing up, don't we, Jack? But for me,
You do.
I talk a lot about the washing up. But the washing up for me is very symbolic of how we kind of raise children to have some ideas about the place they have in the world and the fact that things aren't all going to just be done for them, that they've got a role to play. So it might just not be the washing up, there might be other tasks and things that they can help as playing a role in the family. And if we don't start that sort of expectation off early, then the risk you've got is of raising children who sort of expect the world to revolve around them. It puts them in a very kind of, I just sit here while you make the tea, I just sit here while you go to the shops or, clean the house. And that to me then raises children who are actually not very skilled when it comes to having relationships with other partners, for example. And I mean, the number of people that you will, I think this is probably more of a risk for boys. Often boys are left sort of sitting, waiting while mum cooks the tea with an expectation that's what's going to happen when they have adult to adult relationships. But more specifically, it's like this skill of being able to figure out what another person is perhaps thinking or feeling, and the value of those skills and the time it takes to coach kids to recognize them. If we don't have those skills, we're actually going to be very handicapped in our relationships as adults.
And I'm thinking as you're talking about what I often see in my consultations is parents who don't hold the child accountable or take responsibility. And when they try to edge into that, the child has a really intense response. And they often, what they describe, it feels to me as if they go into shame, the child does, when they're held accountable, as if they've done something bad or there's something wrong about them. But it's just that you've got
They
to
haven't had the
really,
habit. You have to
they
start it.
haven't,
The
yeah.
habit
And
of, I think, isn't it probably when we hear parents say things like, "Oh, for goodness sake, he never does anything," but they don't realize that their role is to structure the home so that the child just not knows that there's things they have to do. So it's not sort of waiting for the child to realize that there's their bedroom to clean or the washing up to do and kind of hoping for the best that one day they'll realize that they've got to play a role. It's the adult's role is to structure the time and the space so the child kind of learns that's just the way things are. They just do it because that's the structure is there. And if the adult doesn't provide that structure, then the child be, getting on with their life and enjoying their, iPad or whatever it is, and never occurs to them that they're supposed to do something like do the bedroom, which looks rather boring, or help the washing up, which surely that's more what mums are supposed to do. So there's a kind
Yeah.
of role the adult has to structure the space when we think about the adult leadership, structure the space so these things become part of the everyday.
And like you say, then it introduces the idea of other and thinking about other and what it might feel like to, for the other to have to do all the housework and you just sit there and do nothing. And I'm thinking of not just adult and child, it's adult too. Because we
Absolutely.
often in relationships just gravitate towards different roles, don't we? And we naturally sit in particular roles. But as long as that's consciously agreed and communicated, because there might be times when you're tired of it and you want to shift or you want to share responsibility. So to me, it's something that needs to be talked about and openly discussed as you evolve as a unit or as a couple, so that you can always just keep on checking in to see if is this still a fit for us? Do we need
Yeah,
to
absolutely.
adjust how this is working?
And so one of those skills for external relationship health is being able to sit down and say, it's as you say, is it working? Kind of, well, what's our plan for the week and who's doing what? And is everybody enjoying that? You know, and we see quite a lot of families where there isn't really any time made in the week to even have those conversations. There's a kind of, we pass each other on the stairs or, you know, on the drive, but we actually, there isn't a moment when we sit down and chat about how we're actually running our life together and whether we've got the balance around who's doing what right now in a place that's working for everybody. So there's lots of kind of, I think I know what he's thinking, but I don't actually ask. Or I think I know what she's thinking, but I don't actually ask. And I don't know how to manage the conversation when we actually do try to talk about something where it gets, you know, it gets fiery and then, you know, we think the relationship's no good anymore because we can't agree about these really basic things. But there are skills. There are skills to learn and practice around having that sort of conversation that you can't get without practice. It's simply, you know, it doesn't kind of
Absolutely.
it doesn't magic in. You've got to kind of do the work of the practice.
Yeah. And I go back to identity again, because I'm always perceived, or was, I don't know if I still am, as the strong one. And I am strong, but I'm also vulnerable. And when they see me in that particular way, it's like I don't need any support, because I've got this, and I have to a large degree. But ultimately, it's nice to take my foot off the pedal and someone, you know, take the lead or take care of me, instead of always being seen as a strong one that doesn't really need. And
So
there's a
that's,
danger of getting stuck with that pattern.
patterns that just get taken for granted because they've gone for so long.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
don't even sort of know that they are even happening, hasn't, and it sometimes it takes an external kind of, you know, view or a comment from someone else to make you realize that actually you've got stuck in something that you that isn't perhaps what you want. So
Yeah.
relationships, in my view, really take a lot of work. Relationship health takes a lot of work, but on the other hand, when you don't do the work, relationships can be very stressful. So it's worth doing the work because it makes them more enjoyable. It makes them more enjoyable and more able to tolerate, you know, the challenges that life throws up effectively.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we could talk a bit more about that, but I'm glad we've introduced
Yeah, I'm
you.
already bubbling with more responses, but yeah, let's end it there.
Okay. All right.